You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Final guest for today, we have old mate Bex from Teal Sky joining us from Christchurch. Morena to you, Bex. How you doing?
Morena King, how are you doing? I'm feeling good. You know, I'm just sitting in my my kitchen with my dishwasher in the background. And I'm just vibing, eh? How about you?
I'm real chill, man. I'm real chill. Is this one of the first years you've had a dishwasher and like a flat?
You know, no, I've had a dishwasher and like, actually, 1 year I did not have a dishwasher in the flat and it was awful, and the boys in my flat didn't know how. It's not a boy thing, it was just a them thing. They just didn't know how to clean dishes, and so you'd have to like re-up them all. But this one was pretty mean, except I couldn't turn it on last night. My flatmate was like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" I was like, "I don't even know, man. I need to just, God, I'd be a terrible woman in the 50s. Like,
bro, it's going to be a spinster forever. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. I gotta say, I think people need to do more dishes. I'm a big advocate of doing dishes. I think it's a great meditative space. But also, I understand it's a hassle. It's kind of gross to put your hands down there. But yeah, no, I'm a big fan of doing dishes.
I know, I'm a big fan of keeping things clean, especially in my house. Like, you know, That was terrible.
I see that that Liam is no longer doing breakfast at RDU. Bit of a loss. Who's new Liam?
I kind of feel like, in a way, I've kind of semi become the new Liam a little bit. Not with as much a responsibility as he had, but you know, I'm now doing the like the morning slots with like Audio and Teaking and like Scorpio books and stuff, and then. Yesterday I interviewed like Marlon Williams for one of his like little press tour things, and then I think there's like the drummer for Devil Skin or something coming up as another one as well, and they're like, "Oh, we're just gonna give it all to Bex," and I'm like, "Oh, okay, you're sick, like I'll do that, why not?" Like, classic. That sounds amazing. Classic. But to be honest, you can't replace Liam. No one ever could. That man is an enigma of his own.
Yeah. Totally, he is such a talent. I wish I got to meet him in the flesh. I feel like he's just such a presence. But yeah, from my little interaction with him, he was a soldier, true soldier. Now, Google Translate. We're here to talk about the new song from Teal Sky called House, and it's spelled H-A-U-S with a funny two-dot thing over the U. Now, Google Translate doesn't know what that means. Can you tell me what that means?
It literally just means that's the German way of spelling house.
That's literally it.
And so we have like a distribution like manager type person named Ollie, and he's German. And so when we made the song, we were all sitting there and we were just like, how funny would that be if we just it's not actually that funny, but to us it was really funny. We were like, if we just made it house but spelt it the German way. And like when we sent it to him, we were like, oh, Ollie, like, here you go. And he was like, I like the spelling. And we were like, hey. But no, there's nothing else to it. We've had people be like, is it supposed to be like interpreted as anything else? Like, obviously we've had citalopram, which everyone thought was like cetrapiline and stuff like that. And so we're just kind of, I think, going on that wavelength of really weird names, I think.
I think it really contributes to the band's character as a silly, goofy band. I mean, your link tree, each link in the link tree ends in a WAV file. It'll be like Instagram.exe or whatever. Is that just, you know, furthering the goofiness of the band?
I think so. Like, the boys they really let me have creative control over a lot of the marketing and stuff, which some would say is a good thing, or some would say is like a bad thing. And I just think it's really funny. Like, I think, and especially in this day and age, people take themselves way too seriously when it comes to, you know, being in a band or being an artist. They're like, this is my new song, and like, it's da-da-da. And like, that's still really beautiful, but I think there's just a really nice, fun relatability to just be like, lol, we're just making music, man. And it's just like, whatever the hell you're gonna get is what you're gonna get. And like, you're so right, I think it's like Spotify.mp3 Instagram.jp.
It corresponds to each thing. Last time we had you and another member of the band in November, and y'all had just entered a new era. How has that era gone?
It's going really good, actually. Like, it's kind of feeling like we've really cemented what we're trying to do. Because I think when we first started, it was like we just released two singles. It was like Flown Away and like Stranger Within, and like Stranger Within is like this like really funky song, and then Flown Away is like a 6 minute sad song. And we were like, oh yeah, like these are cool, but like I don't think this is like actually wrapping up what we are. And so then it's been really awesome to have that really nice like nostalgic early 2000s sound like really coming through, like with Tired and with Citalopram. And then, you know, House is like, it almost is in that same category as well. And the last two songs on the EP, they're also definitely in that zone. And so we're just quite like excited to have the full body of work out and have it just truly represent us, because then our next EP, we're really wanting to go like really into the pop punk and just like full send it, because we were like, fuck it, honestly, like we just need to just take this new era, go crazy. I cut myself bangs,
get a little shag mullet going on there.
Little shag mullet, you know, the hair's growing out, all the boys have really long hair as well, and so we were just like, let's just go full launch into it and just like really rip into 2025,
You rip a big one, man. This new song is a total change from the, as we mentioned before, the rocky, grungy, emo-esque stylings of previous songs. Like, goddamn. How? It's remarkable. It's truly remarkable. It's weird. There's Geordie Greepisms, there's Captain Beefheartisms, there's polyrhythms, there's all sorts in there.
There's so much in there, and it's what we love, because, you know, like as a band we are so like, we're really versatile. We never actually like sit there, like if you come to a show, like it's, and you don't just get like the same song or like the same vibe the whole way through. We really like to like keep audiences on their toes and just kind of like switch up every 2 seconds. And so for House, Tim had that really cool melody, just like the ding 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 ding, and we were like, oh, we were like, okay. And then Elliot's coming in, and Elliot's just like, oh, he's such a phenomenal drummer, like I could talk about him all day, like it's crazy. And he's sitting there, and then just out of nowhere he's like, what if we just like polyrhythmed it, like before I had even like written anything to it. And so he's just polyrhythming, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, if you look, like he did the entire drum track in a one take, like first try.
Whoa.
And like the producer was like, and we were all like,
holy shit.
We were like, what is going on? And he was like, you all think that's me, eh? And we were like, what the crap? And so he just like smashed that out. And then when we had Arnand in the band, Arnand did, you know, like the bass and everything to it. And then the boys were sitting there and we were like thinking, and I was like, I'm going to rap. I was like, I'm going to write an entire rap. And they were like, do your thing, girl. And I was like, okay. And so I was like really mulling it over, and I was like trying to figure out what could like go really well with it. And then I just literally came home one night and I just sat there, and then it just like flew out of me. I was like, holy shit. Like, it only took me, like, genuinely, I'm not lying, like it took me like 5 minutes to write the whole thing. And then when it got to the polyrhythmic switch up, I was like, oh, what if I just completely threw everybody off and I just started singing like out of nowhere? And then they were like, do it. And I was like, hey. And so we did it. And then now when we listen back to it, we're so proud, because you're so right, it's so different, it's so out of left field. And especially for like the Christchurch scene as well, like it's a very random song to come out of the band scene. Like when we do it live, when the switch up with the first polyrhythm happens, everyone's like,
no,
because they get so comfortable in the just general beat of it, and then they're like, they don't know how to move, and it's like, that's so fun.
That's awesome, man. I mean, is this your first experience rapping over a song?
Yeah, it actually is. Like, we do this really fun thing with like a majority of our set lists where like I will like do like rap covers and stuff. Like, our most recent one is, we've now got this medley that we're doing because we did it at UCSA's Toga Party, and it went off, where we do Like a G6, TikTok, Get Low, Hot in Here.
It's too much.
Delicious.
That's too much. Yeah,
it's too much. You think it's too much, but honestly, like, it, when we smash into it, it's really fun. But it's kind of, for me, it's kind of cemented, I guess, that I can write stuff other than like real rocky stuff, because like it's a real random rap, but I'm really
it is.
Proud of it.
It's about like I don't know, just kind of being the boss. It reminded me of Young Ma, if you've heard of Young Ma before.
Thank you, King. That is so kind.
Is it Young Ma, Young Ma? I don't know, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Young Ma.
Young Ma. Ayo. What's your go-to flow when you freestyle?
I think this is kind of like my go-to flow, because I am actually like an MC, like, for my day job. Like, I do like do rapping and stuff for like karaoke things and stuff like that.
Sure.
And like quite a lot of it is I have to do freestyling, and so it seems to be, it will kind of like depend on the beat. Like if it's a really fast beat, I'll try and keep up and then switch it. But for majority of the time, it's kind of that like, yo, it's real fun. But I'm really actually interested in like the Beastie Boys slash like new metal almost type of rapping too. Like, what the fuck? Get off.
Chocolate starfish. That kind of vibe.
Chocolate starfish.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, Beastie Boys. So, such a fantastic group. You were drawing kind of inspiration as well here from Channel Trace and Mick Jenkins. Was there anyone else in the rotation when you were crafting all the lyrics?
Do you know what's really funny? Like, this is going to be such a weird, specific meme, but there's this video that's been going around for ages of Nicki Minaj in a giant sun hat when she was, like, younger doing the rap for Superbass, and uh-huh. She's got this little notepad out, and she's like, ooh, and she's, like, doing all this stuff, and when I was sitting there and, like, in the actual booth, I literally was like, I need to channel like Bex, like first and foremost. It just needs to sound like me and it needs to feel like me. But I was like trying to embody that like energy and that like fierceness of her. I was like, fuck it, like let's just go. And so I was like, oh yeah, like let's just do it. And then it's pretty crazy as well because I love Doechii as well.
Oh,
and
who doesn't?
It's crazy that she's blowing up at the moment.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, who doesn't?
It's great.
And honestly, like I think if we do another rap song, which is very highly likely,
uh-huh.
I'd really like to get into that whole like there's multiple people kind of talking type vibe. I think it's a really fun strategic little rap. What would you call that? I don't even know. It's just a very fun little wee thing to do that I guess keeps people on their toes again because you're like, is that the same person talking? Like, I don't know.
No, it's awesome to have multiple personas and do kind of that theatrical rapping almost. Do you have an MC name, a rapper name?
It's literally just Bex.
Just Bex. It works. It works.
Like,
it works.
Everywhere. It's just, hey, it's Bex. It's Bex. There's Bex. Oh, Bex is rapping. Like, I don't have an alias. I probably should get one, but I think it's just kind of fun to just be Bex. Like,
yeah, totally. Do you say alias?
Yeah, is that the right word? That's probably just said the
alias.
Wrong word.
Alias. I had this the other day. I always feel like such a righteous asshole when I correct people on words.
No,
I had it the other day.
You.
It's funny though. It's so funny to me. I had a friend who called, you know, Sade.
Yes.
We called Sade Sade, which I think is just beautiful. Oh. It's so funny to me. I love it. I love it so much.
Holy crap, that's fucking funny.
When is the... I understand that there's an EP dropping this
yes.
year. You've kind of alluded to it before in the chat. When is it dropping, my friend? We got a date there?
Or an
area, yeah, so, a season? What's the season?
It's going to drop in December. No, we're thinking that we're going to do April because that was like always like the goal because we're entering March now. And so we think it'll be like later April and we're hoping to do like a really fun EP release show at the church. And then we're just kind of like teeing up and figuring out how we want to do the EP like tour and stuff like that because we've never gone on tour, but we've just kind of... We just looked at each other and we were like, we're really proud of this body of work. Let's just go to like every fucking place that we love in New Zealand and just be like, yo, even if there's two people or even if there's like 200, we're just like, we're just going to slam it. Like,
yeah.
And just do it. And that'd be really cool because, yeah, we originally had planned, I think, for it to be out in like early March. But then as the year progressed last year, we were like, actually, no, I think like April, May is probably going to be a really good time.
Mean. And can we expect any more songs to come out before then?
Yes, there's actually two more songs. So they're called, yeah, it's quite fun. So it's a 5-track EP. So there's Extraterrestrial and Riff Raff. And it's quite funny because Extraterrestrial, we all like, we like it, but we don't like love it. It's like one of those songs where we like made it and then we're like, oh, we call it like the H&M song. So like if you were walking in H&M, you would fucking hear it play.
Music to shop to.
Yeah, like, but to be fair, like, Tim does some incredible guitar work there. Like, it's got this really nice drop bit, and it's really fun. And there's a little bit of rapping in it as well. And then Riff Raff is, like, I honestly don't want to spoil it because it's the one I think we're the most proud of because it's this real, it's got this crazy switch up. it's real intense, I guess you could say, and it's kind of an ode to like the really heavier semi-metal sound that we had when we first started. That was like what I was really into. And so that's going to be really fun, and I think it's going to be the EP closer, so it'll be a nice little like
nice. And do we have a name for that EP? Is it self-titled? Is it a
it's world? Called Misery and Serenity.
Misery and Serenity, that's the one. Misery and Serenity, that's the one.
Misery and Serenity, because I think it's beautiful to have that, like, because I think no matter what you do, sometimes even when you're like happiest or when you are even like in like a relationship or anything like that, there's always going to be these like moments where you're just like, oh fuck. And so I said to the boys, I was like, I think that'd be really awesome, and I think it would actually just sound really nice as well, like, oh, like Misery and Serenity by Teal Sky, like it just sounds like, almost sounds like a Weather Channel, but
no, it's a bit of the yin and the yang. You gotta, the good and the bad, and the bad and the good.
Totally.
Yeah, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning, Bex. Lovely chatting to you as always.
Oh no, it's lovely chatting to you, King. You are actually my favourite. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Thank you very much. Likewise, take care. All right, folks, that was Bex from the band Teal Sky. We're talking about their new song, House, which we're going to play for you off of their upcoming EP, Misery and Serenity, hopefully coming out in late April. You're listening to the Adrie Breakfast on Radio 1. Keep it real.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.